Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and these are the Honeycutters.
Well, it's a new day all around. There are flowers where the rain fell down. When I wake up, I remember what I like about this town. Take my coffee on the back porch. Take the plastic off the windows and the front door. The winter's arms begin to melt. They can't hold me anymore. Just can't stop the sun. When the time is right, the night will come. The storm rolls in and turns the sky to black. But I'm getting good.
My name is Amanda Ann Platt, and I am the songwriter and singer for the Honeycutters. I also play rhythm guitar. And we have Matt Smith, plays dobro and pedal steel, and also electric guitar. Tal Taylor plays the mandolin. We have Rick Cooper on the bass, and Josh Milligan plays drums and sings harmony.
Can you tell me the story of the band? How did the Honeycutters come together?
Yeah, well, I moved to Asheville when I, in 2007, I moved to Asheville. And, you know, I moved here for a number of reasons, one of which was just that I heard it was a good place to play music and then to get heard. And so I came down here and was playing the songs out, and I met the two other founding members of the band, one of whom is no longer in the band, but we met at an open mic in town here, and I just, you know, kind of started playing my songs together and building them up a little bit. And we were actually called the Bee's Knees at first. That was our first band name. About a year into it, we decided to change it to the Honeycutters. And that same year, we added a bassist. So it was me and a guitarist and the mandolin player, Tal. And then we added a bassist and a drummer by the end of the year, and just kind of went rolling from there. We're very much an Asheville band.
So you go from bees to honey. What is the reasoning behind this reoccurring theme?
It was actually really not intentional. We were just looking for a new band name, and there's a lot of the last name Honeycutt is very prominent around here. There's a lot of businesses that are like the Honeycutt, whatever, Honeycutt Wrecking Company, Honeycutt Real Estate. And I was working at the time across the street from the Honeycutt Wrecking Company. And my guitar player kind of was, you know, we tooled around with that. He was like, oh, the Honeycutt Wreckers. And then he was like, well, how about the Honeycutters? And I don't know. It fit. It worked.
If you called me, I would say I'm doing fine.
always tough to put labels on things, and often that's really an oversimplification, but is it possible to try to explain, describe the band in terms of your music?
Well, it's, yeah, I call it country music. I mean, it kind of fits into the blanket statement of Americana. It's definitely got elements of country and bluegrass and folk in it, but it also doesn't fit neatly into any of those categories. And I don't know, actually the name I've kind of coined for it is Appalachian Honky Tonk, that kind of seems to fit. But it's, yeah, I mean, it's all original. Definitely has, you know, kind of a Lucinda Williams flavor to it, you know, kind of that country with an edge, I guess.
She ain't pretty, but she got what it takes. Her eyes don't water, her heart don't break. If you don't like her, she calls her Trent. But she's just jealous, she can't get what Penny can. She don't understand.
Tell me about the latest album, When Bitter Met Sweet. Where did that come from?
Yeah, well, that, that's been out about 2 years now, and we're actually working on a third one. But When Bitter Met Sweet is, you know, it was, I feel like both the records we've made have been kind of like, you know, we're like, okay, well, we're just hanging out and playing music, and then, oh, it's time to make a record. We have this opportunity. Let's make a record. And so the first record was kind of more like thrown together, and I think that When Bitter Met Sweet was a little bit more planned out. There was a lot of songs on there that I had been wanting to record for a while that had just kind of been sitting on the back burner. And there were a couple that I wrote, you know, weeks before we went into the studio, and it all sort of came together. I think it's a pretty uplifting album overall. I tend to write a lot of sad songs, but I feel like, you know, there's a hopeful message to it of just kind of, you know, just being where you're at and, you know, not regretting too much of the past or fearing the future too much.
Can you talk about the title track? It's a lovely melody, a lovely song.
Thanks. Well, yeah, that speaks really well to what I was just talking about. Just, you know, the title track is a story of, you know, a couple that's been broken up kind of through, but, you know, through a positive lens, like, you know, well, this is over and we're leaving, but let's not forget that, you know, there was real love once. And I think that's a really important thing to remember. I think a lot of times people get really angry when things come to an end. And, you know, I'm definitely somebody who can get stressed out about stuff like that, but I also really believe that, you know, when one door closes, another one opens. So, you know, I think that song is really kind of saying that. It's like, well, you know, let's just remember the good times, and I don't hate you, and hope you don't hate me.
Did he ask about me?
Did he ask if I'd been writing? And did you tell him we'd been fighting? Did he say that that's too bad? But could you see it in his eyes?
Another favorite of mine is 90 Miles.
Yeah, that's when I wrote, I went to the International Folk Alliance in 2010, and I went by myself. I didn't have the band with me, and it was just a really, like, eye-opening, I think that was my first real experience with, like, okay, this is a lot of what the music business is. It's like trying to get people to look at you. There's a lot of other people that are, you know, just as good or better than you. You know, I don't believe in superlatives when you're talking about art, but, you know, just like it's really easy to get lost in a sea, and, you know, it's can be a very daunting thing. And so I think that, you know, I wrote that on my way home, and that just kind of, for me, is sort of like the anthem of my insecurity in becoming a songwriter and just really being vocal about saying, well, this is what I do, you know, because there's always that moment, I feel like, where it's like, you know, you're writing songs and you're singing and people are like, oh, that's really nice, you know, but then there's that moment where you start defining yourself and saying, well, I am a songwriter, you know, this is my life, this is what I do. And I think if you don't reach that point, you have very little hope of making it a profession, because you've got to really believe in yourself, you know. But it's a scary thing to say that and to make that jump.
90 miles from Nashville, on the Memphis side, the river's filling up and the trucks are blind.
Now you're working on a new album. How's that coming along, and when might that be out?
We're hoping to release it in the end of the summer or fall. It's going really well. We're just about done with it. I'm very excited about the way it's come together. There's no dramatic departure from the past two records on it. I just feel like this one is a little bit more, I'm producing this one myself. That's kind of the biggest difference. The past two were co-produced with Peter James, who's old guitar player for the Honeycutters, and this one is just really me, and it's really, you know, what I want. It's really just kind of me stripping away some of the stuff I wasn't so into. So, you know, I don't think that, fans might not necessarily hear a huge difference, but to me this just feels like a really solid record that I'm really proud of. I think right now it's tentatively titled Me Oh My, and that's a song actually that the band, we've been playing for a couple of years now, and there's some YouTube video of us doing it out there, so people can definitely hear that song.
Have the Honeycutters been out to our Vancouver Island at all?
No, this will be our first international show. We've never left the U.S. as a band.
Oh, so you're starting big here on Vancouver Island, branching out of the U.S. of A.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We all got our passports and getting our ducks in a row. We're certainly very honored and excited to be a part of the festival.
Amanda, it's been such a pleasure. I thank you for taking the time out to talk with us, and we are looking forward to seeing the Honeycutters at the Vancouver Island Music Festival.
Well, we're really looking forward to being there. Thank you so much, Dan.
the Appalachian Honky Tonk of the Honeycutters. My thanks to lead vocalist and songwriter Amanda Ann Platt. And that wraps up another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Helen Austin and Todd Butler for taking us out.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.